Hello, you're listening to a podcast by Speak Up Radio, sharing some of the features and interviews we've done with inspiring people and organisations across London. Here, you'll get all the chat, insights and information, but you won't get any of the music, and that's because of how licensing works. To get the full experience, tune into the radio station 24/7 by visiting www.advocacyproject.org.uk/speakupradio. This work has been supported by Imperial Health Charity. Hello, you're listening to a podcast by Speak Up Radio, sharing some of the features and interviews we've done with inspiring people and organisations across London. Here, you'll get all the chat, insights and information, but you won't get any of the music, and that's because of how licensing works. To get the full experience, tune into the radio station 24/7 by visiting www.advocacyproject.org.uk/speakupradio. In this interview, I chatted with the inspirational Toby Morrison, one of the advocates at the Advocacy Project. Toby talked about some of the challenges he's faced throughout his life as a person with complex needs, moving from special needs education to mainstream school, through to university, and all the way up to taking on a responsible professional role as an advocate. Today we are joined by the one, the only, Toby Morrison. He's just joining the Zoom call now. I feel like we should have...
My name.
Hello, Toby. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Great. I was just about to say, I feel like whenever we have a guest on, we should have like a little intro track which plays like a wrestler when they come in.
Yes.
Toby, you work at the Advocacy Project. I wondered if you could just say what you do at the Advocacy Project.
So my substantive role is that I'm an independent mental health advocate and I'm an independent care act advocate in the Biborough team. But at the moment, I'm on secondment as a senior advocate, so I'm supervising a few of the people in my team, allocating cases, looking at cases and making sure that they meet the eligibility criteria and that sort of thing.
That's great, Jamie. So when you say your substantive role, that means the role that you are normally, employed to do. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
When you say you're on secondment, that means that you're doing another role in, you know, just for a little while, for the short term.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And could you just talk a little bit about, so some of our listeners might not have a clear grasp of what an advocate does. Could you just talk about generally, so maybe not what you do, but what is an advocate?
So an independent advocate is someone who will work for a charity who are commissioned in by a local authority to provide statutory advocacy services. And an advocate's role is really to be an independent person in the room who can explain a service user's rights to them and to ensure that they are kept at the centre of their care and support, or in the instance of the Mental Health Act, their care and treatment, and just to make sure that their rights are upheld by those making decisions,
yes,
such as social workers and consultant psychiatrists.
Absolutely. And the Advocacy Project, our tagline is votes, rights and choice. So
voice, rights and choice.
So raising people's voices, helping them understand their rights and make choices, you know, and have some influence over choices that affect them. That's brilliant. Thanks so much, Toby. So this week we're talking all about journeys, and I asked Toby along because Toby's had a really unique journey. So we've decided to do this in a sort of entirely unique format where we talk through some songs, which Toby has chosen beforehand. And maybe we also use that as a way, a bit of a jumping board to talk about Toby's journey. We're calling it Tropical Outcrop Records, not Desert Island Discs. There's definitely no copyright infringement going on here. So, Toby, do you want to... are you still there?
Yeah, no, I'm still here, yes.
Toby, I'm not sure... So, Toby sent me some list of songs... and Toby's also got a bit of a story to say. So, Toby, I'll hand over to you. Would you like a song first, or would you like to talk a little bit first?
What I was hoping to do was sort of speak about a part of the journey and then play the song that relates to
Yep.
that. So the first song on the playlist is "It's All Right" by S Club 7, which is, as many people will know, was quite a well-known song about 20 years ago. And about 20 years ago, I was in special needs education. I didn't really understand my disabilities. I didn't fully understand why I was in special needs education. And I didn't fully accept the conditions that I had. But then S Club 7 came along to record the charity version of "Have You Ever," which had, I think it was for children in need or sport relief or something like that. And so, my class at special school ended up being on the recording of all the children singing the chorus in the background, which is absolutely awesome. And I got speaking to one of the members of the band, and we got talking about the song "It's All Right." And, that was the first song that I came across, which kind of made me think, you know what? It's okay. I have a disability, but I'm just going to get on with things. And that was kind of the first point at which I started to develop an awareness and I suppose an acceptance of the conditions I have.
That's brilliant, Toby. That's such a fantastic start. So we're going to play "It's All Right," and maybe we'll talk about it for a little bit after. One of the curious things about the way that the station runs, and just a bit of housekeeping, we will both have to mute ourselves. So that means, so while you're listening to the song, me and Toby will be looking at each other over Zoom, but we'll be able to hear everything that's going on. So this is "It's All Right" by S Club 7. "It's All Right" by S Club 7. What a fantastic choice, Toby. What a brilliant, uplifting track. And I can imagine, I can imagine listening to that as a young person and finding it quite inspiring and quite motivating, uplifting, quite affirming. I always liked reaching for the stars when I was a young man. But you definitely went for the I think maybe the less well-known option.
I agree. It's not the song that everyone go necessarily knows, but it's a song that whose lyrics really sort of speak to the situation, I guess.
Yeah, that was fantastic. So how old were you when you first heard that?
Let me work this out. So I was 10 in July 2001. So when I heard that song for the first time, I think I must have been like 10 and a half or 11,
Right,
something like that.
wow. A great age, yeah, a very good age to sort of, I guess, start becoming conscious of lots of different things.
I mean, as the playlist goes on, as we continue to talk about the story, hopefully you and the listeners out there will begin to understand how the journey has built and developed.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Toby. And if anybody would like to email in to ask Toby any questions or to comment on any of the songs or to share anything which they'd like to, you can email in at speakup@advocacyproject.org.uk or you can text in to 074 183 626 83. So, Toby, shall we move on to the next track?
So the next track is "Against All Odds" by Phil Collins. If we fast forward a few years from when I met S Club 7, sort of talking maybe mid to late 2004, I saw an educational psychologist because my parents were really wanting me to, that they could see that the work in special needs education was becoming a bit, dare I say, easy, and it wasn't really challenging me. And so they fought really hard to get me back into mainstream, and I did reintegrate back into mainstream, which was, you know, with hindsight, one of the best moves that I've made in education, besides changing degree course when I went to university several years later. Mm-hmm. But I had to put in a lot of hard work to get to a point where I was even able to consider going back into mainstream. And so the song Against All Odds by Phil Collins, for me, really sort of sums up the hard work and the challenges I had to overcome and the level I had to get up to, mm-hmm, to actually go back into mainstream. I've lost count of the number of hours I put in doing something called Kumon, which was like English and maths tuition.
Right.
It's a Japanese system that was brought over here about 20 or 30 years ago. And it's essentially maths and English tuition with different levels of difficulty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A being the easiest level you can do to H, which is what was, I suppose, expected of me in mainstream. That was a lot of hard work, and yeah, against all odds, I overcame things.
Wow! Yeah, what a fantastic, inspirational choice of a song. We'll play it in just a minute. That must have been very challenging, moving at 14 as well, into a new environment. You know, while a lot of people had 3 years in that school, and you going from a very different kind of school that maybe had a very different pace of learning, and having to do all of that catching up work as well. That's a lot of hard work to do, you know, at the age of 14, when there's a lot of other stuff going on as well, right?
Yeah, well, it was that there's an interesting side story to that, when the local authority I grew up in still had a reasonable amount of money, the decision was made to fund a place at a private school through my statement as a means of allowing me to reintegrate back into mainstream whilst also being in a much smaller class, so that there was more flexibility for some sort of form of support. And this school had entrance exams, which were terrifying. sort of GCSE English and maths plus, you know, just very intense exams. And I failed one of them. But to accommodate the fact that I have the complex needs that I have, the headmaster took a chance and was actually like, do you know what? We're going to offer you a place, even though you failed one of the exams, and then basically put me back at an academic year just for a term to enable me to catch up. And so I went from being the oldest in my year to the youngest in my year. Work this out. It might be the other way around. But you understand what I mean. Mm-hmm. I kind of went back here, but again, that was a brilliant decision because it enabled me to get back up to speed with where things should have been in mainstream secondary school.
Yes, well, I mean, good on them. I mean, obviously taking a chance on you has paid off. We're going to play Against All Odds by Phil Collins next. If you would like to get in touch, if you'd like to ask Toby any questions or share any thoughts, you can email in at speakup@advocacyproject.org.uk or text in at 074 183 626 83. Against All Odds by Phil Collins. Against All Odds by Phil Collins. Hello to those of you who have just joined us. You're listening to Speak Up Radio. My name's Luke, and today we're talking to Toby Morrison from the Advocacy Project about his journey, well, through life, I suppose, but his journey to becoming an advocate as well. Hello again, Toby.
Hi there. Well, that song certainly brought back some memories, not least, I guess, listening to it a lot whilst doing the various English and maths exercises with Kumon that I was talking about earlier. And yeah, I know it's good to be listening to all these songs again, because in a way it's sort of been so far a journey of, well, exactly what it is, being able to look back on where I've come from, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for sharing. So Phil Collins obviously released that song before you were born, before both of us were born. I wondered, like, yes. How did you discover these kinds of songs? Did you have a big musical influence? Was there a place that you went to find music?
So I was brought up with quite an eclectic taste in music. You know, one minute I'd be listening to Jerry Lee Lewis and Ray Charles with my parents. The next minute I would be listening to Otis Redding. The next minute might be listening to classical music, which as a younger person I didn't really enjoy, but actually I see the value in it now. And then country music, 90s pop, noughties pop, you know. There's been a real mix. Ironically, it's actually my older brother that's gone anywhere near music professionally. But the variety of music I listen to is certainly a reflection of the music I was brought up on.
And that variety, I mean, that will come out as we go through the playlist. So, Toby, you've just shared a very, inspirational and also, you know, it sounded very challenging, and it really was, you know, a big challenge which you overcame when you were around, you know, when you were a teenager, going into, mainstream education. And that was a really good choice of song. I wondered if you wanted to talk about the next track.
Yes. So whilst I was at this new school, to put it politely, I got a lot of stick for being disabled, and having a disability in a mainstream school. I was the first student with complex needs at the school. After it had opened in 1997, I think.
Right.
And I mean, there was some pretty mean stuff said to me. I did feel very knocked down by it. But at the end, my first term at that school ended quite abruptly, because it was meant to finish on, the term was meant to finish on Friday, the 8th of July, 2005. But then, as I'm sure you and a lot of the listeners will be aware, on Thursday, the 7th of July, 2005, there were the attacks in London. There is a story. I have my own story of that day, but that's for another time. But on the way back home from the school, in the car with my parents and one of my classmates, my parents had Heart 106.2 on, and It's My Life by Bon Jovi came on. And potentially unconsciously, I kind of thought, yeah, do you know what? It is my life. I'm not going to let people judge me for who I am. I'm just going to be my own person and get on with things. And I guess moving forward, I've felt like at various points I did sort of feel that potentially I wasn't, that my conditions were going to get in the way of me doing what I wanted to do. But, you know, deep down, actually, I felt like, yeah, this is my life. I'm going to live it how I want to live it. And regardless of what people say, I'm just going to do what I need to do or I want to do. And this song is I think that this song really speaks to that, actually.
That's fantastic. I mean, I don't think it needs much more of an introduction than that. I'm sure that Bon Jovi himself would be, you know, absolutely thrilled to hear that it had such an effect on somebody at such an important time. So let's just play It's My Life by Bon Jovi. You are listening to Speak Up Radio. My name's Luke. Thanks so much for tuning in. Today I am talking to Toby Morrison, who is an advocate at the Advocacy Project, about his journey and the challenges he's overcome. If you'd like to get in touch to ask us anything or to comment or to let us know how you think the show is going, email in at speakup@advocacyproject.org.uk or text into 074 183 626 83. Toby, I thought you spoke very powerfully about the challenges that you faced going into mainstream education. Schools can be very challenging, very difficult places. They can be very intolerant. I think kids can be very intolerant to people who are different. And I'm sure that that was very, very difficult. I wondered if you had any advice for any young people who might be going through any educational challenges at the moment. Maybe because of bullying or because of, you know, other people around them who may be inconsiderate or worse, you know, actually actively being quite nasty.
I think the one piece of advice I would give to anyone going through special needs education at the moment is be yourself, stay strong, and seek out the support that you need. Not just the formal support, but support from friends and family if things are getting really tough. And just keep going, because the bad times won't be there forever.
Mm-hmm. And I think Toby's kind of life trajectory attests to that. Toby is now, I mean, for those of you who've just joined us, do you want to just say, remind everybody again, what your role is at the moment, Toby?
So my substantive role is that I'm an independent mental health advocate and an independent care act advocate in the Biborough team at the Advocacy Project. But at the moment I'm on secondment as a senior advocate. So I'm actually managing the care act advocates in the team.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So a very responsible position. Doing really, really important work and, you know, just really helping people. So just to clarify for everybody, substantive means that's the role that Toby normally does, and secondment is a role that Toby's doing for a little while. It's not a permanent role. So Toby, that was such a great discussion, and you know, really powerful introduction to It's My Life by Bon Jovi. I wondered if you wanted to talk about the next track.
If we fast forward a number of years, I went to Coventry University up in the Midlands with the view to actually training to be an occupational therapist. For one reason or another, it didn't quite work out, and I technically failed the degree and had to withdraw. Then changed to applied community and social studies. in between those two times, I was a volunteer at the London Olympics at the basketball, and my parents at the time were listening to a lot of Elton John, and I started listening to a lot of Elton John and came across the song "I'm Still Standing," and it really made me stop and think that, yeah, okay, I might have failed one degree and had to and chosen to go on to another, but and at the time I found it painfully upsetting that I had failed a degree, because I kind of felt like I'd completely failed at life, and that there was no hope of me ever getting onto another degree course because I had failed this OT course. But actually, listening to "I'm Still Standing" by Elton John on repeat, kind of made me start to think, well, yeah, I'm still there. I've still there's still the possibility that I can make something of the situation. I'm really studying applied community and social studies was probably, again, one of those very, very significant educational decisions that I absolutely think was the right thing to do. And I will talk more about it in a bit. But studying applied community and social studies is what event towards the end of the course is what I suppose some might say gave me the advocacy bug, and really made me want to work as an advocate, because of my final year placement.
That's brilliant.
And
That sounds
yeah,
that sounds
and
brilliant.
but by that point, I had really started to accept myself. At the start of the OT course, I very much had to change my mindset from being a disabled student, i.e., a student who was unable to do something, to a student with a disability, in that, recognizing that my conditions didn't define me, and that I wasn't limited by the conditions I have. And I think that as well is also what motivated me to get into heavily get into being involved with NUS, so the National Union of Students, namely the Disabled Students Campaign, where I was the Disabled Students Officer at Coventry University Students Union for 5 of the 6 academic years that I was at the university. And
Brilliant.
Also for 1 of those academic years, I also sat on the National Disabled Students Committee. So it was great to sort of see it from both perspectives.
That's fantastic, Toby. I mean, that sounds profound almost, so that shift in how you thought about disability and maybe how it was affecting you.
Yeah, I think profound is a good word to describe it, actually. It's ever since I've just thought, you know what, it's all about mindset. It's not about the actual conditions, it's about how you think about them and how you approach life with those conditions.
That's so interesting. I mean, we'll go on to the song in a minute. I thought like maybe you were using the word failure quite a lot before, about the course, that you hadn't quite managed to complete. And it sounds like you really did manage to pick yourself up and keep going, and that's such a difficult thing to do. Failure is often something which is very heavy for people, so people will often beat themselves up about, in times where they feel like they failed. Did you learn anything about failure? Did you learn anything about, coping with, not succeeding, and overcoming obstacles that might actually be a bit too much or not quite, you know, that actually sometimes we do fail.
I think the thing that I learned the most was that failure is not absolute failure. It's just about finding what doesn't quite work.
Mm.
And you know, the design of a bridge may fail, but a slight tweak to the design will help it to stand up again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know if,
I think
if
learning, if, learning and seeing failure as an opportunity to maybe, you know, to find what was wrong, and you know, it's not the end of the world. I think that that's very important.
Yeah, I'd certainly agree with you on that.
Great. Okay, well, let's move on to I'm Still Standing by Elton John. I'm Still Standing by Elton John. Great selection from Toby. So, you're listening to Speak Up Radio. My name's Luke, and I'm talking to Toby, who is one of the advocates at The Advocacy Project. You can listen to the show live, obviously, if you're tuning in. Hello. You'll also be able to listen to repeat shows at 2 p.m. today and 6 p.m. and we will continue to play the shows probably in later weeks as well. So Toby, we've got another couple of songs to get through. We're hoping to finish by 11. So should we move on to the next track?
Yeah, so the next track was played to me by my now fiance Sophie, who associated and still associates this song a lot with the freedom of indoor rock climbing whilst also having cerebral palsy, which is an experience that both of us have. So I have hemiplegic cerebral palsy because it only affects one side of my body. She has athetoid quadriplegic cerebral palsy, so it affects all four limbs. And I think for me, this song just really sums up the freedom that I experience of just being able to do what I want to do in terms of my fitness and just getting out there and living my life and feeling a real sense of freedom, which is not something that I have always felt. I grew up feeling very alone in my experience of the disabilities I have. But as I've grown older, I've met others with a similar experience.
That's amazing. I mean, again, very profound. So you were talking about rock climbing.
Indoor rock climbing, yes.
Is that something that both of you do?
Yeah, so I managed to get to the top, eventually get to the top of the 30-foot wall that was in the sports centre in the town that my fiance lives in. It's a long distance situation, so you know. But I have been to that climbing wall, and it's brilliant because it has routes with very, very small holds. It has routes with quite large holds. So I mean, as you can imagine, we both probably normally went for the larger holds to accommodate the lack of movement in parts of our bodies. But you know, that rock climbing is just amazing, and it's something that I really hope I can get back into as something outside of my work. But it's about finding the right time and the right situation, I guess.
It's been very difficult. I've do a bit of rock climbing myself. It's been very difficult over the pandemic to do any of that. That does sound amazing, though. Was there a moment when you were? I imagine the first time you went along to the wall, you know, maybe you wondered if it was the right thing for you. Was there a moment when you realised, I can do this?
Yeah, because I tried about a dozen times to go up the easiest route, and I kept not being able to get further than like a couple of metres up the wall. And I kept shouting down to Sophie, I can't do this. I'm not going to be able to get up to the top. Mm. And she was like, you're going to get to the top. You'll get to the top eventually. And then there was one week we went and she started playing the song by Adele on her phone. And then when I came and I got to the top of the wall that week, and when I came back down off the wall, we had a conversation, and she was like, "Do you know what? This song has seen me through rock climbing, and I find it rather empowering." And do you know what? I find it really empowering now, not just with rock climbing, but it's just a song that really gives a sense of freedom and being liberated from what I've certainly seen as the confines of my conditions growing up.
Brilliant.
I've
That's
felt
great.
quite contained by it, but
Brilliant. So
not now.
this is Set Fire to the Rain by Adele. Set Fire to the Rain by Adele. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening, my name's Luke, and today I'm talking to Toby Morrison, who's talking about his journey, maybe some of the challenges that he's overcome. And we're talking through a few songs which have meant a lot to him. So, Toby, thanks so much for all the brilliant selections so far. We've just
Don't
got one
worry.
song left. Do you want to talk us through why you picked this song?
Right, so the final song on the list is The Gambler by Kenny Rogers, which is one of my favorite country songs of all time. excuse me. And I think that the song really speaks to the fact that I saw it as a bit of a gamble by doing the final year placement that I did. But actually, it paid off. And from that final year placement, I have found an amazing career path in working as an independent advocate. So my final year placement was shadowing an IMHA, so an independent mental health advocate at Independent Advocacy Warwickshire. And I was on my way to placement one day, and I was thinking to myself, I'm not quite sure whether it is this going to be the right career path for me. And I pressed shuffle on my phone, and The Gambler came on. And the lyrics really spoke to the fact that actually, do you know what? I'm just going to take a chance with this. I'm going to see how it works out. And clearly, it's paid off because I now do a job that I absolutely love and find very rewarding. And yeah, incidentally, actually, during that same time period, I was getting very, very into Kenny Rogers' music. And I like to post on his official Facebook page. And the next thing I knew, I got this Google Hangouts invite from who I thought was like the official Google Hangouts of Kenny Rogers, not a personal account. Anyway, we got talking. I was like, yeah, I love the music of Kenny Rogers. And this message came back. So you love my music, do you? And it turned out it was Kenny Rogers himself on Google
That's
Hangouts. And it
amazing.
was just extraordinary, and quite humbling, really.
That's amazing. That is such a great story. Thanks, Toby. So that sounds like such a great place to end. This is going to be the end of the show. A great song to end on. Really, it's a song about taking a chance and maybe putting yourself out there. And not being scared about failure, not being scared to fail, but actually doing, saying yes and taking the opportunity.
It's all about embracing it, that's for sure.
That's brilliant. Okay, Toby. Well, this is going to be the end of the show. We're going to play out to The Gambler. Thanks so much. It's been really brilliant talking to you. And please do, if for all our listeners, please do tune in. We're live 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And we replay the shows from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. At 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. Every day. Please take care and have a great day. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. If you'd like to leave us any feedback, you can email us at speakup@advocacyproject.org.uk, or you can go to our website, www.advocacyproject.org.uk/speakupradio. That's all one word. Thanks so much for listening, and do let us know what you thought.